Toya Taylor had a dream of using her skills in public speaking to help young people. She created the Young Artists Academy in 2012. It's now offered in 5 schools in South Seattle and Tacoma. As Catherine Banwell of KUOW's Race and Equity team tells us, Taylor is doing more than helping kids raise their voices. She's building confidence.
The tip of the tongue.
Toya Taylor is leading a vocal exercise in a class at South Shore K-8 School in South Seattle. The goal of the Young Artists Academy is to reach young teens, that vulnerable age when kids are in between and desperate to find themselves, like Oscar Cortez. The 16-year-old sophomore at Summit Sierra High School has been working on a speech he's getting ready to perform.
At 10, his world changes. His father leaves. He thinks how strange it is for a father to leave his little boy. Now, don't mistake it, he was a great father, one of the best, no matter how hard it is to admit.
Toya Taylor knows a little something of that angst. When she was 14, she had just moved back to Seattle, was a new student at Renton High School, and like many teens, was feeling unheard. But someone helped her find her voice.
I was just really fortunate that a counselor saw that I always was in the corner and I was silent, but I wrote in a journal. And this counselor, his name was Marvin Johnson, I'll never forget him. He simply said, "Can I read your journal?"
That counselor opened the door for Taylor's career in public speaking. In fact, she took those skills to the Miss America pageant in 2000, where oratory was her talent.
Unique, strong.
Now Taylor helps kids find their voices. The Young Artists Academy is in schools that serve a diverse population with many low-income students.
Dear America, can we stop talking about building walls and start building bridges for our brothers and sisters to walk across? Instead of banding love, faith, God, and religion, we should band misogyny, hatred, and bigotry.
Rena Mateja is in 7th grade at South Shore K-8. This is her second year in the program.
It's really just a space where you can express the way you feel without being judged.
Lindsay Durant is the educational assistant at Southern Heights Elementary School. She says that even though the program there has only been going on for 3 months, Taylor is making an impact.
When you speak with her, she really listens, and I think that she provides that same level of presence to the students that she works with.
Durant says the students in the class are learning motivation, empathy, and most importantly, confidence. She says the change in one particular boy has been remarkable. Before the class, the 11-year-old didn't interact much with adults and wouldn't make eye contact.
Since he's been participating in this program, it's been a total 180. He oftentimes hangs out after school. He's opening doors for students as they're coming and going. So just a big shift in his leadership.
The Young Artists Academy has also made a difference for Oscar Cortez. The program is teaching him how to express his feelings.
I don't really tend to like talk a lot, but you know, this program has really like helped me like kind of burst out and like start talking to people more.
Cortez is one of 40 students taking part in the Rising Voices Oratory Competition, an annual contest that the Young Artists Academy founder Toya Taylor decided would be a great way to cap off the year.
It's a lot of work to get up in front of a live audience of possibly 200 people and be vulnerable, because that's what we ask them to do. I'm super, super proud of them.
The Rising Voices competition starts at 10:30 tomorrow morning at South Shore K-8 School in South Seattle. For KUOW News Race and Equity Team, I'm Catherine Banwell.